You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
All right, welcome to episode 69 of the Rewards Canada podcast. This episode, I look at Aeroplan's awesome redemption promotion that launched late last week that runs until July 1st. That promotion, the offer, provides 50% of the Aeroplan miles you redeem for a flight back to you. That's right. So basically, you're getting an Aeroplan flight for half the typical price, whether it's a classic flight reward or a market fare reward, you'll get 50% of the miles back 3 weeks after your travel. But let's see. So how does it work? It's pretty simple. Any Aeroplan booking made between June 17th and July 1st for travel within Canada or between Canada and the US, including Hawaii, aloha, with travel dates between July 1st and October 15th, automatically count. That means when you book your flights, or if you've already booked, but as of June 17th, you'll get 50% of the miles that you redeem credited back to your Aeroplan account within 3 weeks of completing your travel. This is the best Aeroplan redemption discount offer we have ever seen in our 19 years of covering loyalty programs, and is in fact one of the best ever from any program. I mean, in terms of just the percentage, it may not match, say, Royal Air Maroc's Black Friday Sapphire Flyer redemption discount of 80% back from 2018, when you could fly from Montreal to Casablanca for 80% off. But I think in terms of practicality for Canadians, this Aeroplan 50% miles back deal is simply awesome and simply one of the best ever. Aeroplan even tells us that the rates, redemption rates after you get the 50% back, are equivalent to the redemption rates they had back in 1984. That's 5 years before I joined Aeroplan, so that's a long time ago. So basically, yeah, it's such an amazing deal that you really need to take note of if you're willing to travel between that period of July 1st and October 15th. And I think a lot of us are really itching to do so, especially for traveling within Canada. Canada's done a pretty good job with the coronavirus pandemic. And I think, for a lot of people, I think you're ready to go. And I think you'll be able to go, whether it's July, August, even more so September, October, probably even better. And I think we're going to see a lot of people taking advantage of this offer. The one thing you have to note with this offer, however, that the miles, the promotion gives you the miles back. So it's not actually a discount right up front when you're booking the actual flight. You actually have to have a full amount of miles when you book, and then they give you the miles back. So whether you're booking a one-way flight, short haul in North America for 7,500 miles, or a long-haul North America flight, business class flight, for 50,000 miles, that's what you have to have in your account, 50,000, 7,500, and multiples thereof. If it's round trip, one-way, booking for more than one person, you have to make sure. So let's say you want four business class tickets, long haul within North America, you're going to have to make sure you have 200,000 miles. You'll get 100,000 back, but when you book, you have to have that 200K. You also need to know that's only valid on Air Canada, Air Canada Rouge, and Air Canada Express flights. Once any other airline is brought into the mix, and for North America, that really only means Air Quebec, Bearskin Airlines, Canadian North, or United, you will not get the 50% back. So you'll have to make sure your flights are strictly Air Canada, Air Canada Rouge, or Air Canada Express. So keep that in mind when you're booking. But I know for most of you, that shouldn't really matter, as I know the majority of our community is keeping their travel to within our borders. So you're kind of, you can take United out of the mix, but make sure you're not having any Air Quebec, Bearskin, or Canadian North flights on there. Chances are you won't, but just keep that in mind. So let's take a look and see what you can actually get with this deal. The numbers that I'm going to be talking about with this deal right now take into account the 50% back. So when I say short haul flight for 3,750 miles, that's taking into account that you redeemed 7,500 miles and are getting 3,750 back. And so let's start there with those short haul numbers. The North America short-haul flight redemption has always been a sweet spot in the Aeroplan program. Maybe not so much for common routes like Toronto to Montreal or Vancouver to Calgary, but more so for those who live in smaller towns without competition. Think Sudbury, North Bay, some of the smaller cities in Alberta, BC, Ontario, Quebec, because they tend to be way more expensive to fly out of because there's less competition. And it's the same flying to Northern Canada. And this is something I'm even starting to consider, is to take the family up to Yellowknife for a couple days in the fall out of Calgary here. Flights to the Northwest Territories from Alberta are a short haul, but cost-wise, in terms of cash, they tend to be expensive. Same goes for Vancouver to Whitehorse. And so I was checking, round-trip flights for four of us in October would be 30,000 Aeroplan miles, so 7,500 times by four. And remember, I'm taking into account the miles back, because technically that's a 60,000-mile redemption, but it's only 30,000 after getting 30,000 back. Plus, I'd have to add in $155 in taxes and fees per person. That's a little bit on the high side, but still, 30,000 miles would net us a CPM of 4.67 cents. And if you're wondering CPM, that's cost, or sorry, not cost, cents per mile. That's the return per Aeroplan mile. So when I look to book the same flights cash-wise, we're looking at $2,025 for four of us in economy class. Whereas you can redeem 30,000, well, sorry, you redeem 60,000 miles, get 30,000 back. So 30,000 miles in the end is what you have redeemed. And the roughly just over $600 in taxes gives you that net of 4.67 cents back per mile redeemed, because it's saving over $1,400 out of that $2,025 of flights. That's a pretty decent deal for economy class, when a lot of times when you're looking at Air Canada economy Aeroplan redemptions, in a lot of cases they start at about 1.2 cents, go to 1.5, 1.8. Air Canada says a lot of them average just over 2 cents. So this is double that. Of course, that, and that's where that comes from, 4.67, because you're getting 30 or 50% back, effectively doubles your CPM rate. So that's, you know, one thing I was looking at, but I found an even better deal. And I mean, I could go on and on. There's so many good deals out there that you can get from looking at different Air Canada flights via Aeroplan. But one I looked at was the long haul flights to the Maritimes. Maritimes tend to be expensive to fly to or from as well. So I looked at Vancouver to St. John's in the middle of August for two adults, and it will be 25,000 miles in total. So it'd be 50,000 divided by two, because you're getting 50% back. So 25,000 miles and $348 in taxes and fees in total. To pay for the same flights would be $1,595 in cash. So in the end, the CPM on this flight is even better at 4.988 cents, or basically 5 cents per mile. And that's for economy class. But that's just economy class flights. Business class is also included in the 50% back deal. So taking that Vancouver to St. John's flight, and that's probably a good idea to do this in business class, because, I mean, flying Vancouver to St. John's is not much different than flying from the East Coast to Europe. You're looking at long flights. And in fact, there are no direct flights this summer from Vancouver to St. John's. You would have to connect via Toronto. So when we look at this, it would be 50,000 miles in total for two. 100,000 is your regular redemption rate, but 50,000 miles after getting 50,000 back, plus the same $348 in taxes. Now get this, the cash price for those exact same two tickets is $4,445. So take that amount and subtract $348 from it, and you get a value of 8.2 cents per mile. Yes, 8.2 cents per mile redeemed. That is huge. And this is the exact type of redemption to look for with Aeroplan or any frequent flyer program, is to get those higher CPM rates of like 8 cents for business class. Back in the day, it used to be really easy to get over 10%, but nowadays, 8 cents per mile is amazing. 8.2 cents in this case. And get this, some of those flights, I know specifically from what I remember looking at this, the Toronto to Vancouver portion, they're lie flat seats on a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. So if you've never experienced flying a lie flat business class seat, this is the time to do so. But that's also if you are willing to travel by plane right now. I could go on and on about redemptions to places in the U.S. as Air Canada is flying some lie-flat seats to U.S. cities as well, or will be over the summer, and you could even potentially give Hawaii a shot. The latter will really depend on if they're willing to open up to Canadians by October. I guess really the same goes for the continental U.S. as well. I mean, our borders are technically closed with them till July 21st. Hopefully that they'll open up after that, but we're just going to have to see where everything goes. So really, we don't know. I think chances are they should really open up by fall, but there's no telling whether they will. That brings us to the really good news, though. Aeroplan, right around the same time they announced this promotion, also announced that they extended their very generous refund policy. And that policy now runs until August 31st, which means you can book as many Aeroplan flights as you want right now. And if you cancel them by August 31st, you will not pay any change or cancellation fees, and you get all your miles back, plus all the taxes and fees will be refunded to the credit card you used for the purchase. That's right, you're basically not on the hook for anything. So really think about this. Even if you're all like 50-50, you're sitting on the fence, you don't know if you want to travel, you can go and make some bookings right now. Just know that you cancel them by August 31st to get all your miles back and get the monies you paid out for taxes, fees on your credit card refunded to that credit card. So this is perfect. Even for most people who may be looking to book into September and October, because I would think you should know by late August whether your travel will take place or not. You know, especially if you're looking at Hawaii or Florida, California, flying to the States, a lot of the cities that they will be serving by then, we should know, by mid-August, whether that travel should be safe for you, whether you can go or what restrictions will be in place. Sorry. But remember that if you do choose to travel, just be safe, be smart, and keep up to date with all the airline, hotel, provincial, and national regulations. They're changing frequently, some of them on a daily basis, and you really don't want to end up with flights that you won't end up using. So if you do go ahead and book Aeroplan flights, if they're for, travel between now and, or sorry, I guess July 1st, because that's when this promotion, you can start getting the 50% back. You book now, but travel has to be after July 1st. Up until August 31st, you don't really have to worry too much, but it's that September 1st to October 15th where you have to make your decision by August 31st, because we don't know if Aeroplan's going to extend their refund policy. And I'm thinking with this very generous promotion and all the miles that they've been doling out with their travel at home promotions, I have a feeling August 31st is going to be the last date of their extensions of this generous refund policy. After that date, I think they're going to go back to their regular refund policies where they charge fees to change flights or cancel flights. So keep that in mind, that if you're traveling September or first half of October, that you should make, write down somewhere on a calendar or in your phone, make a note, say August 20th, August 25th, August 30th, pick a date and say, that is my go or no go date for my travel in those months. And then you can set your alarm and then you can go online and cancel your flights with Aeroplan if you decide not to go ahead and travel. And finally, in this podcast, I want you to consider one other thing with this promotion, and that is if you are a holder of the Platinum card from American Express. If you do hold the card, you should be already aware that Amex has had that card earning double points since mid to late April. And since those membership rewards points earned on the card instantly transfer one-to-one to Aeroplan, you have basically right now been earning anywhere from 2 to 6 Aeroplan miles per dollar spent. 2 for everyday purchases, 4 for travel, and 6 for dining. That means those 3,750 miles being used for a short-haul flight will only be having you spend, or I guess have spent, since you only have a few days from the airing of this podcast to redeem, $625 to get that one-way short-haul flight. There's never been an opportunity to redeem for a flight with that little of credit card spend. We used to always talk about the Gold Rewards card from Amex years ago, on how you could spend very little to get safe flights with British Airways, Executive Club, and other options where you could really bring prices down. But that's when British Airways had really cheap short-haul flights. They've kind of bumped that up in North America, but this is actually even cheaper than that. This is like the cheapest way to get a flight in terms of spend, going to miles, redeeming miles for a flight. We just haven't seen this before. But this, and this is not taking into account any sign-up bonuses, just that spending. But really what is absolutely freaking crazy is if we take my previous example of the business class flight between Vancouver and St. John's, it provides a redemption value of 8.2 cents per mile. And if you've been spending a crap load of money on your platinum card for dining, like we have in our household, that redemption translates to an effective return of 49.2 cents per dollar spent. Yes, a whopping 49.2% return. And I'll end the podcast with that. Think about it. 49.2%.